Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
By Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 58 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police say multiple people on board a private plane that crashed into a San Diego military housing neighborhood early today are dead, but no one on the ground was injured. The FAA says the plane could hold 8 to 10 people, but it's not yet known how many were on board. A rare 4-4 decision at the Supreme Court in the case of a Catholic school in Oklahoma that had wanted to use public taxpayer money for funding. Justice Amy Coney Barrett recusing herself but didn't say why. Here's ABC's Terry Moran.
It's a setback for what has been a steady movement towards allowing for more taxpayer-funded religious support for religious schools over the years, and the hard line between state church and state that had been drawn by previous courts has certainly been weakened over the years by this court, but not in this case.
Federal officials saying they believe the gunman in the shooting of two Israeli embassy staffers in Washington acted alone. This is ABC News. In New York, hip-hop artist and producer Kid Cudi taking the stand in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking and racketeering trial. ABC's Aaron Katursky has been in the courtroom with more.
Kid Cudi is an important witness because he gets to one of the predicate acts contained in the racketeering conspiracy allegation, and that's arson. Kid Cudi, according to Cassie Ventura, was going to have his car blown up by Sean Combs. He was so angry that the two of them had started to date toward the end of 2011. Kid Cudi's going to talk about a meeting that he and Cassie brokered with Sean Combs to try and tamp down his anger. Prosecutors say there was also a Molotov cocktail thrown at Kid Cudi's car.
The federal investigation of Sean Combs began in 2023 when Cassie Ventura sued him, alleging years of sexual and physical abuse. Kim Kardashian's a step closer to becoming a lawyer. Her reps say she has completed a legal apprenticeship and is now eligible to take the California bar. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is rolling out the spring savings. Get $10 off every $100 you spend, up to $50 off $500. Save on brakes, exhaust, AC, cooling systems, and more. Need tires? Get a $100 rebate when you buy a set of four select Hankook DynaPro HG2 tires, now through May 31st. Plus, GDI fuel and air induction cleaning, just $149, and $15 off AC service and charge. Call 608-383-1700 or stop by TC Auto Works, 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court & Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 57 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly to mostly cloudy and still cooler conditions than normal. A few sprinkles possible by late afternoon and a high near 60. Tonight, maybe a sprinkle this evening. Partly cloudy and clear and cool, a low of 39. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 63. In Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 7 miles per hour, and it's 57 degrees.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Grant County Sheriff's Department reported a fatal UTV crash occurred last evening. The crash happened at approximately 5:20 on private property just off of Oak Road north of Dickeyville in the town of Paris. When officers arrived on scene, they learned Mario Cardenas, 27, of St. Landry, Louisiana, was driving the UTV down a hill when he lost control on the muddy hillside. The UTV rolled onto its side, pinning Cardenas underneath of it. Cardenas was the lone occupant on the UTV and was not wearing his seatbelt. Cardenas was located approximately 2 hours after he left on the UTV and was unresponsive and showed no signs of life. A package of bills have been introduced in the Wisconsin State Legislature aimed at protecting pollinators across the state. Among the introduced legislation is a proposal to designate June as Pollinator Awareness Month in the state. One would require state agencies and government entities to give preference to native plants. Another would add more regulations for pesticides and insecticides. And one would establish a Protect Pollinators license plate program. The rusty-patched bumblebee would also be named as the state native insect. State lawmakers are proposing new legislation that would levy significant fines for the owners of abandoned boats on Wisconsin shorelines. The proposal comes days after a cabin cruiser named Deep Thought was pulled from the Milwaukee shoreline and a yacht named Sweet Destiny was towed from the St. Croix River. The proposed legislation would give owners 30 days to collect their boat after law enforcement authorities deem it abandoned. If the boat isn't removed, the owners could face a $10,000 fine and up to 9 months in jail. At the Capitol, a Republican bill to increase penalties for rioting in Wisconsin is paused for now. The legislation received significant opposition earlier this month in the State Assembly's Judiciary Committee and was not given a committee vote on Wednesday. Democrats Ryan Clancy of Milwaukee and Andrew Heisel of Sun Prairie were pleased, calling the bill legal overreach that could be used against legitimate protest. The bill's author, Two Rivers Republican Shea Sortwell, accused them of falsely claiming the bill was pulled from Wednesday's agenda when a vote hadn't officially been scheduled. Committee Chair Representative Ron Tussler told WisPolitics in a statement that the bill, in its current form, has constitutional, common sense, and enforcement issues, and will not receive a vote until those are addressed. At the Capitol, legislation requiring child sexual abuse prevention programming in Wisconsin K-12 schools advances. The bill was approved Wednesday by the Assembly Committee on Children and Families, where Appleton Democrat Lee Snodgrass noted it would not apply to private schools. She said it should include all children in the state of Wisconsin. Oconomowoc Republican Barb Dittrich didn't disagree while citing the recent case of a school bus driver accused of sexually assaulting a six-year-old girl on his bus. Dittrich said it's critical to teach kids safety at an appropriate age and called the bill the start of something very positive. The bill requires school boards to provide at least one instructional session to pupils in 4K through grade 12, specifies what that program must cover, and requires that parents be notified and given the option to exempt their students. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson claims the Biden administration downplayed COVID vaccine links to inflammation of the heart muscle. Johnson, chairman of the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, held a hearing Wednesday afternoon to go along with his 2,400-page report. In the hearing, he claimed numerous documents requested by citizens and reporters through the Freedom of Information Act held heavy redactions, which were applied by the Biden administration. He claimed that the administration failed to immediately warn the public about myocarditis and other serious adverse events linked to the COVID-19 injections. Ranking Member Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat representing Connecticut, disagreed with the idea that the vaccines were dangerous, noting that they have been credited with saving millions of lives. Blue Cross Blue Shield and UW Health have a new contract. The multi-year contract ensures that members of Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield in Wisconsin will continue to have uninterrupted access to care at UW Health locations. Anthem Wisconsin President Paul Noble says Anthem members should always have access to high-quality and affordable care, which is why both sides stayed committed to working out an agreement. The contract applies to all Anthem members covered by employer-based Medicare Advantage, Medicaid, and Affordable Care Act Marketplace health plans in Wisconsin. Viroqua's hospital is undergoing a name change and rebranding. Vernon Health will be the new name of the hospital, replacing the old moniker Vernon Memorial Healthcare. Vernon Health said its new branding symbolizes unity, care, diversity, and warmth. The hospital, which began operations in 1951, will hold a family fun night on September 3rd in Viroqua to celebrate the name change. The new name and logo is the result of a two-year collaborative process between the hospital and community. A proposal at the state capitol looks to expand early voting hours across Wisconsin. The Republican-sponsored bill would address inequalities between voting in urban and rural areas, providing a 20-hour minimum for in-person absentee voting without needing to make an appointment. The measure would also establish a funding mechanism to help municipalities meet minimum hour requirements. Proponents say adding more opportunity for early voting will help minimize congestion and possible errors on Election Day. A Wisconsin politician is proposing the state reduce its number of elections. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden is calling for the state to get rid of spring elections. Van Orden said on Wisconsin Eye that spring elections, which are held for officially nonpartisan races, should be done each fall instead. Van Orden cited voter fatigue, financial efficiency, and never-ending political campaigns to support his idea. The state's constitution requires spring elections for nonpartisan offices, specifically mentioning judicial elections, which are to be held outside of partisan elections. Van Orden said that Republicans don't vote as often in spring elections. A familiar face hopes to take on Republican Brian Stile in next year's race for Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District. Democrat Randy Bryce, nicknamed Iron Stosh, launched his 2026 campaign Tuesday morning. He's a veteran and former iron worker who ran against Stile in 2018 after former Speaker of the House Paul Ryan retired as the representative for Wisconsin's 1st District. In his campaign launch video, Bryce strikes a populist tone, saying the race isn't about left versus right, but rather the billionaires versus the rest of us. Stile won that 2018 race by 12 percentage points. The Department of Workforce Development has awarded $978,637 in Wisconsin Fast Forward grants to 18 school districts across the state that will serve an estimated 4,281 students. The Advanced Manufacturing Technical Education Equipment grants will help schools prepare students for quality careers and address the state's skilled labor shortage. Schools will use the funding to upgrade career and technical education training equipment and facilities. Projects include modernizing welding labs, acquiring dental and biomedical lab equipment, and launching an industrial robotics program. These grants also help families by reducing higher education costs through dual enrollment credits, industry-endorsed certificates, and technical endorsements on high school diplomas. Among the schools receiving grants, the Ithaca School District, the district received $5,154 to purchase a SawStop cabinet table saw, SawStop mobile base, Spectrum 625 plasma cutter, and Miller-Matic 211 welder, which will provide students with hands-on fabrication experience. And the Prairie du Chien Area School District received $100,000 to purchase B9 Creations educational dental lab equipment, which will increase students' exposure to engineering careers in dental, biomedical, automation, and advanced manufacturing. A Western Wisconsin manufacturer is planning on laying off dozens of workers. Truvant, a packaging and labeling service, is closing its Prairie du Chien North facility. 74 workers will be affected, according to the Department of Workforce Development. In a letter to the state, as well as city officials, Truvant cited changing business circumstances for the closure. 44 workers are having their jobs eliminated, while the remaining 30 are transferring to other facilities in the area. The closure is scheduled for July 15th. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development released U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates of employment and unemployment statistics for metropolitan areas, major cities, and counties in Wisconsin for April. The non-seasonally adjusted data shows that unemployment rates decreased in all 13 metropolitan areas over the month, but increased in all 13 metro areas over the past year. Unemployment in Wisconsin for April 2025 is 3.3% compared to the national rate of 4.2%. After the Wisconsin Supreme Court refused to hear the latest appeal request for Stephen Avery, his attorney says her next step is to file a habeas corpus petition. 62-year-old Avery and his nephew Brandon Dassey were convicted of the 2005 murder of Teresa Halbach in Manitowoc County. Avery says he is innocent. Prisoners often use habeas corpus petitions to challenge the legality of their convictions or sentences, particularly after other appeals have been exhausted. In an image posted on her ex account, attorney Kathleen Zellner said she is more dedicated to winning his freedom than ever before. Last summer's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee gave an economic boost to the city and surrounding region. A report conducted by Tourism Economics and commissioned by the Milwaukee 2024 Host Committee shows the convention drew around 50,000 visitors to southeast Wisconsin. According to the report released Tuesday, the economic impact of the convention was $321 million, over $120 million more than organizers originally estimated. The gathering also generated $16.8 million in state and local taxes. Concerns about empty bars and restaurants in downtown Milwaukee during convention week raised fears that the event would be an economic bust. The remains of a Shawnee soldier missing for over 80 years have been identified. U.S. Army Air Force Private Herbert McLaughlin was stationed at Hickman Field in Hawaii during the December 7, 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor. He was killed during the Japanese aerial attack. His unidentified remains were among those buried at a barracks cemetery by the U.S. Navy. McLaughlin's remains were identified by DNA testing after the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency exhumed them in 2019. They'll be buried in Shawnee at a later date. It's 59 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1221. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
It's 59 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1223. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The four Johnston brothers who fought together in the Civil War. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. This is according to Steve Fogo's scrapbook in the Brewer Library, Digital History. Republican Observer, Richland Center, Wisconsin, Thursday, May 25, 1961. It was found on page 14. Many Richland County men trained with the famous 6th Battery of the Light Artillery under Captain Henry Dillon of the Lone Rock Battery. This is one of the most chronicled units that fought in the Civil War, since much of its history is contained in the diary kept by Jenkin Lloyd Jones, and in the long report of its battle experiences it was given then by Captain Dillon. The names of all those that served with this battery are on the statue at Records in the Memorial Park at Lone Rock. Veterans of the 5th are shown at the top of the page, attending to one of their last reunions. Delavan Garth Wright, out of the East Branch, remembers the four Johnston brothers who fought together in the Civil War. All were in the Battle of Gettysburg, and they were the only four brothers who returned for the reunion on the battlefields now 50 years later. Richard was the father of the late Mrs. Garth Wright, and in the picture, as you'd find on that same page, you'll see a photo of Richard Johnston and his wife. The former Sarah Caroline Lewis of West Branch. The four brothers, they're shown on the right, Robert, Richard, James, and John. They farmed at Lime Ridge, Smith Hollow, Quaker Valley, and Hawkins Creek, respectfully. And the home place, now operated by Ivan Johnston, Richard Johnston's grandson, is at Hawkins Creek. During this centennial year, it might well be remembered that the North won the battle and the Union was preserved. It's called Decoration Day. It was first observed as a result of a proclamation by General John A. Logan, National Commander of the GAR, in the year 1881. That very same year was the first year that Richland Center would celebrate and observe Memorial Day. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the neglected graves on Oak Ridge, and with it, a forgotten cemetery.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public to plan ahead this Memorial Day weekend to avoid long lines and enjoy time outside on Wisconsin's public lands. Wisconsin is home to 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, 15,000 lakes, and hundreds of miles of Lake Michigan and Mississippi River shoreline. The state's public lands offer something for everyone to find their adventure. With over 20 million visitors annually, Wisconsin State Park System properties can be a popular destination on holidays and weekends. During the summer season, you may experience long lines to enter the park, limited parking availability, and crowded trails and picnic areas. As one of the first busy periods of the season, please be patient with staff and fellow visitors over the Memorial Day weekend. Stay on the trail and be mindful of trail conditions. If taking a break, move to the side of the trail so others can pass by. Trails are shared by users of all experience levels, so make yourself known and be courteous when passing others. A Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Pass is required for all motor vehicles stopping in most state parks, forest, and recreation areas. Purchase your vehicle admission pass online before arriving to help save time when entering Wisconsin State Park System properties. Once a vehicle admission pass is purchased online, visitors can use the email confirmation as proof of purchase immediately and will receive a physical pass by mail. Visitors may print the vehicle admission email receipt and place it on the driver's side dashboard so that it can be read through the windshield. Customers who do not have a printer can write the order and pass details on a piece of paper. The DNR introduced the 12-month State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Pass this year. A 12-month admission pass purchased this month will be valid through May 31, 2026. Most Wisconsin state parks, recreation areas, trails, and forests are open from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Wisconsin state parks, forest, and other day-use areas do not have garbage or recycling bins. When you visit, you will need to take your garbage and recyclables home with you. Campers must make a reservation before setting up on any site. Campsite check-in is 3 o'clock and check-out is 1. Find a Wisconsin State Park, Forest Trail, or Recreation Area to explore with the DNR's Find a Park tool. The High Ground will host its 15th annual Honor Ride on Memorial Day. This year's routes will start at 7 different locations, including Eau Claire, Appleton, Onalaska, Wausau, Minocqua, Watertown, and Neillsville. Motorcyclists are invited to join any route at one of the scheduled stops featured on the Honor Ride website at thehighgroundhonorride.com. As the riders start arriving at the park around 11:30, they can enjoy a meal of burgers and brats. They can also participate in an outside or an on-site basket raffle. All funds raised by the Honor Ride will help the High Ground continue its mission to support veterans and their families by providing a place for peace and reflection and offering them programs designed to nurture post-traumatic growth. At 2:15, riders will line up and depart the High Ground to take the last ride of the day through Neillsville and back out to the park in commemoration of Memorial Day. The community is invited to wave if they see them ride by in town. As Memorial Day guests welcome the riders back to the High Ground, the Liberty Bell will ring to signal their arrival. Guests are invited to gather on the plaza at 3 as the Liberty Bell rings once more for the National Moment of Remembrance and the beginning of the ceremony. It's 57 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Be prepared for the upcoming season with a ready and rolling sales event at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. Benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt, round balers, and up to $7,500 on disc bind, disc mower conditioners. Simpson's Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
It's 27 minutes before 1 o'clock and 58 degrees in Richland Center. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Beverly A. Knight, age 84, died May 11th. Funeral services will be held at 1 this afternoon at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will be held in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet from now until the time of service at 1. Beverly Knight is survived by 7 sons, Jerry and Denise of Poinette, Jeffrey and Dale of Reedsburg, John of Avoca, Jason and Mary of Oklahoma, Joel and Cheryl of Portage, Jesse and Angie of Muscadet, and Jody and Carrie of Portage. 12 grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, siblings, Diane and Russell Stevenson of Janesville, and Sandra and Steve Evans of Sun Prairie. Sisters-in-law, Juanita Persinger of Richland Center, and Betty Persinger of Wanakee. Nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Beverly A. Knight, age 84. Sharon L. Gard, age 77, died Saturday unexpectedly in her sleep. Memorial services will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Sharon Gard is survived by her husband Steve, 6 children, 13 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, family, and friends. Sharon L. Gard, age 77. Danny Joe Baldwin, 73 of Hillsboro, died Friday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Burr Wesleyan Church. Burial will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 12:30 until the time of service at 2:30. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family. Danny Baldwin is survived by his wife of 47 years, Donna, children, Lyle and Polly, George and Amanda, Jessica and Craig Holgerson, and Sarah and Chris Benish, 20 grandchildren, siblings, Eileen and Myron Ledvina, Sharon and Butch Haug, Jerry Baldwin, Peter Baldwin, Catherine and Gordon Ressler, Molly and Tim Pettit, and Christy and Dennis Larson, sister-in-law Esther Baldwin, many nieces and nephews. Danny Joe Baldwin, 73, of Hillsboro.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Bob and Carmen Mertz and Troy and Kathy Maloney. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, certainly still on the cool side for this time of the year. Of course, the average highs this time of the year in the low 70s will barely touch 60 this afternoon, so most of the time in the 50s, be sure to grab a coat or a sweatshirt. We've had some sunshine mixed in, but clouds building up as well. That's going to be the way it is for the rest of today. There's a small chance a sprinkle could pop up as a weak disturbance comes by, but for the most part, some fairly dry weather. It should stay generally quiet for the next couple of days, with all the major storm activity staying off to the south and east of Wisconsin. As we head toward early next week, a few weak disturbances coming through could spawn a few sprinkles or sporadic showers, probably the best chance Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll also see a gradual warming trend, with temperatures returning toward normal by the middle of next week. So the details for the rest of today, look for cloud cover mixing with some sunshine breaks at times. Temperature topping out close to 60, a stray sprinkle possible late this afternoon, north wind 8 to 16, maybe a sprinkle this evening, partly cloudy to clear, all the way down to 39 degrees, with light north to northwest wind. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 63, wind north to northwest near 10. Saturday, partly cloudy, high in the mid-60s. Sunday, another tranquil day with mixed skies, high right around 67. Memorial Day, partly sunny, with a couple of sprinkles possible by afternoon, high 67. Tuesday, partly sunny, 30% chance of spotty afternoon showers, maybe a light thunderstorm with a high of 69. And Wednesday, partly cloudy, near normal temperatures, high right around 72. Low temperatures in the period this weekend into early next week, mostly in the 40s. Hope you have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently mostly cloudy and 56 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 48, our low this morning was 42. Our high so far today, 60. The record high for this date, 93, was set in 1975. The record low, 27, was set in 1957. Last year's high was 72 with a low of 53. Sunset tonight will be at 8:26, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:30. Currently in Richland Center, we have north-northwest winds at 5 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.18. Relative humidity is 57%, and we have received 1/100th of an inch of precipitation so far today. In Richland Center, under mostly cloudy skies, it's 56 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Meet a cattleman turned crime fighter today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. 9 years ago, Robbie Chandler had reported thefts from his Butler County, Kansas ranch on multiple occasions without ever seeing anyone arrested for it. After someone made off with $8,000 worth of almost new portable fencing panels, Chandler had had enough.
I logged on to the Butler County Sheriff's webpage and saw that I could apply. I applied and ended up getting the job. I was 42 years old, but I did it with the ideology that I wasn't going to let the farmer or the rancher feel like all I was there to do was take a report and not actually try to find your stuff.
Chandler has made good on his pledge.
I enjoy finding people stolen stuff and arresting the people who stole it. And I arrest a lot of people.
Chandler encourages farmers and ranchers to make it harder for thieves to be successful. For one thing, he says, don't leave machinery and equipment in a tempting spot.
And I understand that sometimes you just can't put it anywhere else, okay? But the more easily accessible stuff is for you, it's also easily accessible for someone else. So don't make it easy.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
The Make America Healthy Again Commission's report has been released. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says the Make America Healthy Again Commission report does not demonize American agricultural practices.
What I have been very encouraged by Secretary Kennedy when we were in Texas together in our dozens and dozens of conversations, that none of this will compromise the ability of our American agriculture to do what they do best, which is to feed the country and the world.
Rollins says America's farmers and ranchers are part of the solution.
We know that the American food system is the safest in the world. It is the safest, most reliable, most robust in the world. But now we talk about how to make it even better and healthier.
Prior to the report's release, the agriculture industry expressed concern that crop protection tools could be restricted. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin.
We are increasing the amount of science and research going into chemicals and pesticides. We are fulfilling all of our statutory obligations.
Secretary Kennedy says the MAHA Commission will provide policy recommendations based on the report for President Trump's consideration. That's expected in the next 100 days. Cattle producers affected by the alleged anti-competitive practices from JBS, Tyson, Cargill, and National Beef are urged to file a claim. Bill Bullard with RCAF USA tells Brownfield litigation continues against three of the four big packers, but JBS agreed to an $83.5 million settlement.
We've been litigating for 6 years with the goal of trying to recover for U.S. cattle producers the monies that we allege they have lost because of the alleged collusion.
Bullard says now RCAF and co-plaintiff National Farmers Union are working to reach producers who are eligible for part of the settlement. September 15th is the filing deadline for the JBS settlement. Affected producers can go online to file, and we've got the link at Brownfield Ag News. Farmers are facing the prospect of little to no opportunity to sell soybeans at a profit this year. Southeast Nebraska farmer Kurt Onika says continued market weakness is concerning.
You know, we need to get these commodity prices, especially soybeans, up. You know, we knew going in this year we're going to be farming for a loss on those. You know, we're doing some marketing stuff to help us make some money on the corn and things like that.
Iowa grower Austin Charleston says margins are tight.
It is a trick this year. A lot of stuff is at or below the cost of production, especially in the soybean end of things.
He says he tries to have most of his crop forward contracted by June, but he's hesitant this year because prices are not where they need to be to break even. USDA says China bought some pork last week, their first purchase since March. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agra America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoon on Temp Stock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a good sale and hay was higher. Large squares topped at $240 a ton and large rounds at $100 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Lifetime collection of beer advertising. Online only auction ending May 28th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Sale includes Wildlife Series, deer antlers, Jim Beam decanters, and much more. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call at 608-723-4020 or go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
Direct cash cattle trade is still pretty quiet and cash hogs are sharply lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity is still relatively quiet following Wednesday's light business. Bids have been renewed at $218 live in the south and in the north at $230 live and $360 dressed. Deals on Wednesday range from $358 to $370, mostly $360, which is $2 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. There were a handful of deals reported in the south at $224 to $227 live, but that's not enough business to establish an accurate price trend. At the Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers weighing less than 650 pounds were $8 to $10 lower. Steers 650 to 850 pounds were $5 to $8 higher. Steers weighing more than 850 pounds were steady to $4 lower. Most heifers were $4 to $9 higher, except heifers 550 to 650 pounds, which were $4 lower. The USDA says demand was good from start to finish. Medium and large one feeder steer 650 to 699 pounds brought $337.50 to $355. Medium and large one feeder heifer 665 to 693 pounds brought $290.50 to $337.50. Box beef was higher at midday with good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 71 cents at $3.60.30. Select is 44 cents higher at $3.48.72. Cash hogs are sharply lower at midday with very light negotiated purchases. The cash hog market continues to struggle with inconsistency. The market continues to monitor demand. This week's export sales report from the USDA showed global pork sales were up substantially. It did mark the return of China to the purchasers list following the agreement between the two countries to pause tariffs and renewed trade negotiations. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 415 with a weighted average of 92.45. No comparison at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt was down 363. Both had weighted averages of 92.97. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $66. And pork values were higher at midday, up 57 cents at $100.61. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available
on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
One of your biggest investments, season after season, is high-quality feed. But are you getting the most from it? If you aren't using a silage inoculant to preserve the quality and nutritional value of your high-quality silage, the answer is no. When you pair your high-quality silage with science-based, research-proven Silosol brand products from Novonesis, not only are you supporting improved herd health and performance, but you know you're getting the maximum return on your feed investment. Talk to your local dealer about what sets Silosol inoculants apart. Purchase your silage inoculant today.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Soybeans and cattle are higher. Corn and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up today on short covering and technical buying, watching U.S. planting activity and the harvest in Argentina. Beans did start the session lower, but have recovered on the higher moving meal. July beans are up 5 1/4 at 10.68. August is up 4 at 10.63. With the potential for crop loss in Argentina, the world's leading soybean product exporter, July bean meal is up $4.30 at $298.40. But with questions about biofuels usage, July bean oil is down 79 points at $49.04. Corn is consolidating, watching planting weather and expecting activity to wrap up in some areas before the end of the month. Old crop exports were down in the week, but still solid. New crop sales were lower. July corn's up 1 1/4 at 4.62 1/4. September's down 1 1/2 at 4.41 1/4. And wheat today is mostly lower. It started higher, but has reversed course with a bounce in the dollar. New crop exports are above a week ago, and there are some global crop weather concerns. July Chicago's down 4 at 5.45 1/4. July Kansas City's a half lower at 5.40. July Minneapolis wheat's down 4 1/4 at 6 flat. Live and feeder cattle are up on cash and wholesale support ahead of tomorrow's USDA cattle on feed report. June live's $1.45 higher, $2.15.60. August is up $1.80 at $2.10.45. August feeders are up $3 at $2.99.42. September's $3.17 higher, $2.98.22. And hogs are mixed on the higher midday pork and the steady to lower cash. China did buy U.S. pork last week. The question now is, are they going to buy pork this week and next week and the week after that? June's down 55 at 98.97. July's 40 lower at 102.12. Crude oil's weak. John Perkins, Brownfield.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Keeping your food safe. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The bacteria that can cause foodborne illness thrives in the same weather that is often perfect for summer cookouts. Meredith Carruthers with the USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service has a few tips to keep your food and your guests safe during your cookout this summer.
Keeping in mind what we call the 2-hour rule is going to be super important. So that means not leaving any perishable foods out at those warm temperatures for more than 2 hours. Or if your temperatures are above 90 degrees Fahrenheit, that time actually reduces to 1 hour. So making sure that you're keeping foods nice and safe and setting a timer for yourself as you're enjoying your outdoor activities, not leaving them out at room temperature or, you know, in that outdoor air temperature for more than 2 hours or 1 hour. If you want to keep your foods safe, and out for potentially longer than that, or you're transporting food or any of those types of things, you can use cold sources and ice to keep those foods cold and outside of that warm temperature. Or you can do things like putting them on a preheated grill to keep them warm until you're ready to eat, or, you know, putting them inside in a preheated oven. Any of those options to keep either those foods cold or to keep them at a warm, hot, safe serving temperature to avoid that danger zone between 40 degrees and 140 degrees where that bacteria will multiply.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Well, it's time for this hour's news brief, sponsored today by Richland Family Prescription Center, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services, and delivery. Experience friendly caring service because your health is their priority.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen, a federal judge in Boston.